Balkan leaders are under increasing pressure to apprehend war crime suspects since the extradition of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic to The Hague. Croatia's prime minister has agreed to hand over two generals suspected of war crimes. Two Bosnian Serb wartime leaders have emerged now as the International Tribunal's most wanted men, former leader Radovan Karadzic and General Ratko Mladic. But not everyone is ready to give them up, NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Ratko Mladic and Radovan Karadzic consistently rank at the top of public opinion polls here. They're cited as heroes, and it's why very few people in Banja Luka, like this woman who didn't want to give her name, accept the legitimacy of the Hague Tribunal.
Znate šta? Svi mi imamo I oni imaju svoji problema.
We all have our own problems, and others have theirs too. If I have a problem at home, I'll solve it myself. I don't need anybody else to solve my problems. I think it's the same with countries. We have our own courts. Why do strangers have anything to do with our justice system?
It's a question that the Bosnian Serb Republic's Prime Minister Mladen Ivanic has had to explain to his constituents.
The Hague Tribunal has to convince the citizens of RS that it's fair, that they have equal approach to all sides. And because of that, they have to give some evidences that they are ready to cooperate with the Republic of Srpska and that they will treat equally all sides.
Still, Ivanic is now promising to cooperate fully with war crimes investigators at the Hague Tribunal. But in order to prove that, his government will have to pursue Karadzic and Mladic more aggressively. Last week, thousands of Bosnian Muslims marked the sixth anniversary of the massacre at Srebrenica. At least 7,000 Bosnian Muslim men and boys were killed here in July of 1995. And prosecutors at The Hague hold Karadzic and Mladic responsible. According to some recent reports, the Bosnian Serb government has been providing 24-hour security for Mladic and Karadzic. Both are believed to be hiding in the Serb Republic. Prime Minister Ivanic denies it and says he doubts that either man is in Bosnia. But the international community's high representative for Bosnia-Herzegovina, Wolfgang Petric, disagrees.
I think it is clear to them now that they are now being put on the spot with Milosevic gone to The Hague, that now international attention is focusing clearly on Karadzic and Mladic, and they, of course, are part of the Republika Srpska problem, so to speak. So as long as they are not ready, Ivanic in particular, to seriously address this issue, they will be stuck with this problem.
But Ivanic and other Bosnian Serb leaders say that if the international community wants to apprehend Mladic and Karadzic, there are 20,000 NATO-led S-4 troops here who could easily do the job. But Paul Hampton, a spokesman for S4 in Banja Luka, says it's not part of their mandate. It's the responsibility of local officials in the Republika Srpska, he insists.
Certainly if S4 were to be involved in any operation that meant the apprehension of these two people, it would, I would think, be a carefully planned and carefully thought out as to exactly how it might be done. But we would seek to do that by assisting the people that should be doing that, and that is, in this particular instance, the RS government.
Even if NATO troops wanted to nab Karadzic and Mladic, S4 officials privately concede that the public here wouldn't stand for it. Danilo Vukovic, who runs a polling agency in Banja Luka, agrees.
They're very popular, and they are the symbols of the war that Serbs here interpret differently than Croats, Muslims, and foreigners. People here do not think that they made aggression. They were just defending their right to stay in Yugoslavia. And that's why they do not perceive them as war criminals.
But NATO Secretary General George Robertson, who visited Sarajevo last week, insists that they are. He warned the public here that war crime suspects should no longer find safe haven in Bosnia. The net is closing in on all of them, he said, and they would be much safer with the justice of The Hague than with the rough justice of the Balkans. Guy Raz, NPR News, Banja Luka.